Hey, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Tammy, and I've got a great episode for you today. If you're feeling the season of busy, spring has always been one of the busiest seasons for me, just with school, all the things that they try to cram in at the end of school, and I homeschool. So a lot of these are my choice, but still, we have, you know, end of year exams and projects and parties and, you know, all those things. We have gardening and getting our yards ready for spring, because all of a sudden the grass is growing so fast and we have to mow and all of these things. And so it's all these things we have to do. And today's episode, I really wanted you to take a moment and take a deep breath and give yourself that gift of choosing presence over pressure. Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Anyone else feeling this spring sprint or this big rush, this push to the end of the school year, or is it just me? It happens every year. It baffles me that it catches me off guard, because I know it's coming. Even in January, I'm like, okay, what can I do now? Knowing that the months of, you know, the end of March, April, and May are going to be crazy just because of the amount of things, sports and projects and events and parties, all the things that are crammed in to this like really tiny spot, not to mention all of our normal obligations and everything. And yet here we are again. My kids have two and a half weeks of school left. And I was thinking about this. I was like, okay, if I can just make it to next week, because next week my daughter has mock trial, my son's Socratic dialogue will be done, the major papers will be done. Like, it is going to be great. We've got this. I was like, this is not how I want these weeks to feel. This is not how I want every year at this time. And, you know, honestly, I only have five more of them, of this like spring sprint kind of things, because my daughter's coming out of eighth grade. And so she's got, after this one that I'm counting because I'm still in it, I've got four more. How do I want these four to go? And it's like, well, how do I want the school year to go? How do I want the summer to go? How do I want things to go? And it's like, I want to feel present. I want things to slow down. I don't want to feel the pressure of achieving things and doing things and going. And so I wanted to talk to you today about three things to choose presence over pressure. Three things that help me, that I am actively doing in order to help this spring sprint slow, like as fast, as slow as it can go. I mean, we've got things going, and I have to combine my calendar even more with my son, because, you know, he's like, hey, mom, I need the car. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to go play frisbee golf. I'm like, I'm so excited for him for these things. And it's like, but I need grocery shopping. Here's the list on the way home. You can pick it up. And he's like, okay. So like, I can get on board with this. But there's so many things that we kind of get caught up in doing. And so I want to just give you three tips to choose presence over pressure. And the first one is start with silence. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes, 5 hours, five breaths. I mean, 5 hours of silence, man, that would be a dream. But let's be realistic here. We've got kids. They won't. If they allow us to have 5 hours of silence, it typically means they're doing something that we don't want them doing. So here we are. How do we capture a moment of silence in our busy day? And can I just tell you, that the best time to do it is when you first wake up. Find a time in that first few minutes when your feet hit the floor. Grab a coat, grab a blanket, go. If you're cold, you're hot natured and you want it to be, and you like the colder weather, like it's still chilly in the mornings here. So, but go and stand outside just for a few moments and be silent and be present with the moment. Like really just sit and think about what's important. Take 5 deep breaths, say thank you, and just be for a moment. When I started doing this, and this is part of the daily 3 that I did, that I'm doing, I don't remember what episode. It was one of the first episodes this year that I talked about the 3 things that I'm doing every day. And this is one of them, is I'm getting some time outside. I'm getting some time and it's so great. Because even when it's raining, I can go sit on the porch. Our porch isn't very big, and rain, it's Oklahoma, all right? The rain is always sideways. It rarely trickles down from the top because of the wind. But it's so lovely. Like I look out and I see the grass. I see the trees. I see our little apple tree that has 100 blooms on it that we're going to have to pull off. It's too heavy. It'll be way too heavy for that little tree to have 100 apples on it. But I'm just so grateful. And when I start with my mornings with this, it anchors the rest of the day. I can recall this throughout the day when I just okay, I need a moment. And then I can think of the little apple blossoms. I can think of taking a deep breath and how the air smelled. Like in those 5 breaths, think about every one of your 5 senses. So take a deep breath and look around. Take a deep breath, close your eyes, and what do you hear? What do you taste? What do you see or didn't see? You know, what do you feel? All of these 5 senses and engage them. They'll help you with the silence. I know silence can be awkward at first, but when you start putting this into practice, it really does allow your body and your brain to be present in the moment. So the next one is define your non-negotiables. These change for me from season to season. Like I have a few core non-negotiables, but season to season, I have to shift it a little bit based on what we're doing, what's going on, and understanding our needs in the moment. So I know that, one, it's spring. So grass is growing like crazy, and it takes over 4 hours to mow all of our land. And by it takes 4 hours, I mean, it takes my son 4 hours. He does the mowing. Kyle will fill in when he needs to. And Linda's doesn't quite meet the weight requirement yet. But you know, if she keeps working out and she keeps building that muscle, by the end of the summer, she'll be in that mower as well. Define your non-negotiables. What are some of the core values and some of the boundaries that you want to set for your family to protect what's going on? And one of ours is dinner time. We want to have dinner together at least 4 times in a week. That may be a lot. Like we are not doing sports right now. Or we're not doing team sports right now. My daughter does tumbling. My son does jujitsu. And of course he goes off and plays frisbee golf with his buddies. So we're not doing sports, which means we're able to be home between 6 and 8 at some point, all of us. And one of the things that we've instituted is no phone, no TV. We can put some music on, but from 6 to 8 p.m., it's a non-negotiable, no electronics. They can play their video games right after. It's okay. I still give them their time. But we're trying to bring some presence into the house. We're trying to bring some downtime, some together time, some let's do this, let's do life together instead of just being in the same house together. And so that was one of the non-negotiables. One of the things also we've instituted, and we're struggling with this. So though I say it's a non-negotiable, it's an argument and it is a struggle, but we do no electronic Sundays. So after church, we don't get on electronics. And we try to have all our work done for the week. So that way we don't really have to check our phones. Kyle's fence business, sometimes some of his guys call. My kids know that if they're going to talk to someone on the phone, they can use the phone for a short time, but we're not even going to text, or it's really about connecting. So some of these non-negotiables have been helping me, because even if they don't do it, I'm still trying for myself to set the example. And also, I just want the benefits of it. And so that's allowed me to have presence over pressure, knowing that it's like, okay, let's get things done. And then I can take a break. Then I can rest. Then I can enjoy that. And I'm telling you, like, it's not as easy as you would think. There's times that I'm like, man, I just want to touch my phone. But I know that the phone gives me to-do lists. The phone has me reaching out to somebody. The phone, well, then I start reading what's going on. And then that pressure comes up, that pressure to do all the things that I have coming up. So I look at my calendar and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is what I have going on. And it's okay to not look at that. I realize, like, on Saturday, preparing for Sunday, I'll make sure I have, like, look over the week and I see what's coming. Is there anything that I need to do to prepare that I can do without electronics? Then I can do that the next day. Is there anything that I need to have done that with electronics? So I need to get that done on Saturday. And really, I need to get that done on Friday. But by having your non-negotiables, by understanding your core values, and so all of those non-negotiables they're connected to the core value of family, of being present. They're connected with the core value of having peace in the house. So that's why those boundaries, those non-negotiables, are ones that Kyle and I put into place, and that we, and of course, the kids are, they don't see the benefit in them, but they're kids, they're teenagers. Though they know everything, they know nothing, and you know, in 20 years they'll figure that out. But for right now, it's our non-negotiables that set the boundaries for them. So, what are three non-negotiable values that you can bring into your life that enable you to have presence? So I said start with silence. So go outside, take 5 breaths. You have time for 5 breaths. If you don't have time to go and take 5 breaths, like, it really, I mean, you can do that in, like, you can do it quick, like the quick 5 breaths, or you can, you know, draw them out. But really, we're looking at 2 minutes. Like, even if you really draw them out and you take time to walk outside and then walk back, we're looking at 2 minutes. Do you have 2 minutes that'll allow you to release a lot of the pressure for the day, that puts your mind in a state of peace and calm before the chaos? If you do this, and if you do make this a regular practice, it gets easier. Maybe you can look for 4 to 5 minutes of it. But I look forward to this moment. There are days like today, I had my jacket on because it was a little chillier. But even that, because I know it's humid by the midday. And then defining that non-negotiable is really helping me center myself. Again, there's a lot of things. My kids are teenagers. There's a lot of things that I can't make them do anymore. There's things that I can. I mean, I know I'm mom, but a lot of times that I want them to make their choices. I want them to make the right choices. And so I put obstacles in their way to help them see it that my way is better. But I also want them to see the benefit of presence over pressure, of having that habit, that routine, that the experience of a couple of minutes of silence. My son cannot have silence. He wants something going on in his, he wants to listen to something. He wants to be doing something. He wants something to entertain him every moment of the day. He listens to a book at night. He constantly has, you know, teenagers have the AirPods in all the time. And there's sometimes he's like, Mom, it's not even on. I'm like, well, then take them out and listen to the sounds around you. So not only do I do this for myself, but I do this to, like, be an example for my kids on how to take pressure and alleviate it. My son had took an assessment. This assessment is like kind of like the PSAT, but for homeschoolers. And he was nervous about it. And it's like, just take a deep breath. It's all the stuff that you already know. It's not trying to teach you or trip you up. It's to see what you already know, how you're doing. It's supposed to, like, highlight what's working and where we can put a little bit more effort. That's it. So we started with that, taking a deep breath. And of course he denied it, but it made me feel better. But then after, he's like, yeah, when I just When I breathed through the process, it wasn't as bad. I was like, okay, good. So glad you thought of that. And then the non-negotiable. And then the third one is, is mindful engagement. So naturally, our minds want to keep us busy. They want to keep us moving, keep us doing busy work and not necessarily accomplishing what we want to accomplish. Our mind doesn't want to get silent. When we are silent, that is when we can hear the Lord. That's when we can hear our own desires. There's so many times when I'm trying to choose presence over pressure, a lot of times I need to actually decide what I want. And if there's so much chatter going on in my brain and so many things, busy work happening, a lot of times I have to get quiet to say, okay, what do I actually want in this moment? Do I want, complete silence? No, I want my family around me. Okay, well then I put up with this and this. It's like, okay, once I acknowledge it, it changes the perspective. When I acknowledge like, no, I actually need complete silence for a few moments, or I need to be left alone, or I need to do something with my hands because I have anxious energy. And when I acknowledge what I want or how I'm feeling, if I'm feeling anxious, what is causing it? Why? And by having this mindful exercise of just listening to your heart for a moment, and this is best done in silence, but practice just being in the moment and asking yourself, what do I want right now? I'm like, oh, I really want an apple. I would not have known that. I just would want something to eat. But when I stop and take a moment, I want an apple, which is way better for you than the cookie I probably would have grabbed. But if you practice that mindfulness and asking yourself, okay, take a deep breath. I know that there's a lot of pressure on me right now, but what is it that I need? And verbalize it. Like, say it out loud. There's something that happens when you say it out loud. And you don't just say it loud. You can say it into a mirror. You can say it into, like when I drive, I talk to myself a lot when I drive. It's actually time that I can work out things. I will pray. I used to use that as my call time, which I do miss talking to my friends, but I've been using it as a time to really just recenter. And there's times that it's silent, which I do enjoy. But now that I don't do as much driving, it's been because we are not doing the sports and things, but I still look forward to that time where I can drive and just be alone with my thoughts for a moment. When can you be mindful? Like, pick a day, look at your calendar and pick some moment in your day that you can do it completely present. Have lunch and think about the textures of your lunch, the flavor, the crunch. What does it sound like when you eat it? But when we practice this mindful engagement, when we practice being intentionally mindful, and this starts with that silence. So all of these kind of all go together, really. You can do them in the first like 5-10 minutes of waking up, and you can do them all at once if you wanted to, or you can split them up. Really, I try to do them throughout the day to re-anchor, to recenter. At noon, I have an alarm that goes off that says, take 5 minutes to breathe. And I do this just to remind me, no matter what I have going on, and I have got some busy things, trying to help my daughter with her mock trial, help my son go over his Socratic dialogue and his all the other things. Like half the things, I don't even know what he has going on. He will just start rattling things off to me and I look like I know exactly what he's doing. And then I'll just ask him a question and he's like, oh, no, you're right. Thank you. Bye. I'm like, okay, good. And it's usually a question of, how do you feel about this? Is this your best work? And he's like, yeah, I think it is. I'm like, okay, great. Good job. I thought so too. But that 5 minutes allows me to put everything aside for just a moment. All of the creating podcasts, I tried this before. There's things that God's put on your heart that you really don't see how it's going to play out, but he won't let it go. And so you're like, okay, God, I'll stop trying to figure it out and I'm going to let you show me. And so I know that many of you I've been trying to launch this membership Shine. And actually, I'm kind of embarrassed about it because I do know, I know the purpose of it. I know what the intention of it is. And I know why God has put it on my heart. but I haven't seen how it's possible, how he wants to lay it out, how he wants to do it. And I have been trying to do it on my own accord and it hasn't worked. And yet he hasn't let me release it. He hasn't let me set it down. And so I was talking with my coach and she said something that it just clicked between like what I have been reading about and realized that when we look at what we really want, it's like, I just want to coach. I want to help women live their purpose. I want to help them get away from all of like when they're ready to not be defined by your past, when you're ready to allow your latter to be better than your former, when you're ready to live a life of joy and fulfillment. Like, I get so excited about this and it warms my heart. It inspires me. And it's what I love to do. And it's what I'm good at is helping women do this. And so something was said. And then it was like, that's all you need to do for Shine is you just get to do that. And I was like, of course, of course. So I am going to, it's going to happen. And whether one person's in it or whether there's a million people in it, I'm going to show up faithfully and I'm going to get to serve in this way because I know that God's put on my heart for a reason. Someone needs this monthly membership. And it's really, it's a monthly community. And we're going to work through some things. We're going to have like, it'll be simple. It'll be easy. Well, it'll be simple. The ease part is going to be decided on you. And I didn't really plan on talking about this. This is just something that, and I'll go continue back with the three tips because it's already been 20 minutes. And this is like, oh, this is going to be a short podcast, but we need community. We need to constantly remember that we can choose presence over pressure. And that's what I want Shine to do. I want it to be a little bit of a breath of fresh air. I want it to be a space for you to be able to come to feel seen and heard and realize that you are unique and you can live your purpose. You are not your pain. Your purpose is not defined by your pain. Your story is not what you've been through. Your story is how you've overcome it. Your story is what you get to decide it is. And with this, how the impact that you get to make with it matters. So whether it is you're working this job that is not fulfilling and you want to see how you can make it more fulfilling, or whether it's you've been, you're divorced or widowed and you don't want that to be the story of your life. That's what Shine is about, is helping you be you. Helping you discover how to live your purpose right where you are. And like my podcast, like sometimes we want to chuck it all and move to Bali. Sometimes we just want to like stop doing. Well, that's what I want for Shine, is to help you to see who you're being really matters more than what you're doing. And that's what presence over pressure, this episode really is about. It's who do you get to be in the moment? You get to start with a couple of breaths of silence. You get to define what is non-negotiable in your life, and you get to do it and implement it, and you get to give that to yourself as a gift, not as a, like sometimes we think of these boundaries as like, oh, don't cross my boundaries, but it's really, this is a life-giving exercise of, no, this is what I want for my family, is I want peace. I want to be able to have a conversation. I want to laugh together. How do I do that? Well, by having dinner four times a week. We don't always get four. That's why we have goals. We have set intentions, because then if we get three, that's a win. We get two, great. If we get five, holy cow, like celebrate that. And it's okay. But having that non-negotiable of we will spend time together as a family without electronics, without distractions, with just see what happens. That has allowed more presence in our life. And then that mindful engagement of picking some time and really being in that present moment, centering yourself on what you're doing. Like I said, it could be the cup of coffee that you're drinking. Just really enjoy it and think about like what it tastes like, what it feels like, what it smells like, how warm it is on, or if it's iced coffee, how cool it is, whatever it is. It could be eating something. It could be sitting outside on the ground and you feel that. It could be exercising. It could be while you're on the treadmill and you're just like, feeling the steps on the treadmill, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be outside of what you're doing already, but just choose for that couple of minutes to really be in the moment with what's happening. Don't allow your mind to wander to the next thing until you've experienced that full 5 minutes. And then the extra tip I have for you, well, is journaling for joy. If you're not a journaler, that's okay. Jot down things that make you happy, things that happen throughout the day, things that wins and gratitude, memories. One of the things that I've actually started doing in my journals when I get a memory, you know how the memories pop up on your phone, like the picture memories. There's one of my daughter today that was, we were all outside in California, and I think she's probably 4. You can tell by her little chubby cheeks and her chubby legs. And we were watercoloring we were painting the pavement. And she just looked so innocent. And she is such a beautiful artist. And those pictures were always so fun. And I loved her descriptions of them. And so I wrote that down because that's not a memory. If I didn't get that picture to pop up, I would not have remembered all of the other things with it. So when I was writing that, like, it came back to life, and I remembered, like, this little girl who just loves to create, living with an artist. He's a little scattered at times. Trying to get her to finish something is not so easy. And when I look at that picture and the intention she had on that, I believe she was drawing like a house in flowers. And of course, the flowers were bigger than the house. And she was just talking about how they're growing so big. And it brought me back to that moment of joy when it was as simple as sitting on our front porch. I remember having a big glass of water, probably lemon water, and just watching her. And I think Isaac was riding his bike. He's not in the picture. I'm pretty sure he was riding his bike up and down the street. And that just brought like the simple life. That's what I want. I just want to sit and watch the kids do something they enjoy doing. I just want to sit and be. And so having that journaling for joy doesn't mean writing pages and pages. And it doesn't mean like just writing what's going on right now. Like, write those memories when you have them. I need them because, the very next moment, my daughter's yelling because her hairbrush broke and now she can't do her hair how she wants it. Life happens. But when I can reconnect with this inner joy and gratitude, it allows for presence over pressure. We have to be intentional about this, ladies. We have to bring, we are the directors. We are the creators of our home. If we want peace and calm and joy in our home, it starts with us. And though it's a big responsibility, it's also a wonderful responsibility. And we are the most equipped to do it because one moment we can be doing something and we can change the entire energy of the house by putting on a song and just dancing with the kids. We can change the entire energy of the song by changing our own perspective, taking a deep breath, and handing out hugs. We have the power to change the entire day for everyone around us just by choosing presence over pressure for ourselves. So that's my challenge for you today, is I want you to take a moment to choose, I was about to say pressure over presence. No, don't do that. Choose that presence. There we go. Sorry. I don't know why all of a sudden my mind goes, but choose presence today. Start to do that actively and involve your family members and see how the energy in your house, see how the busyness, the spring sprint that we're trying to get to the end of the school year, see how it will slow down a bit when you soak it all in. And then you can see what's really important here. My son, he's finishing 10th grade. That's important to recognize because next year at this time, he's going to be finishing 11th grade. And if I don't soak this in, then I'll feel the pressure later to try to soak everything in more. So enjoy the moment, enjoy the day, and just take a deep breath. Enjoy the spring weather, whatever weather. I have friends who are still getting snow. I have friends who it's already, they're already going to the beach. So whatever weather you are experiencing, take a moment to enjoy it. What life have you seen through it? Our trees have filled up in the last 2 weeks, and I love it because We went from having, you know, a clear view of our neighbors to now we have, we can't even see the houses around us. And it's so cool how that happens. And if I didn't actively notice it, it probably would have been another couple of weeks before I experience it, before I see it. And it would have been, you know, I would have missed that, the process. Don't miss the process. Don't miss the journey. Don't rush to the end, because these moments and these day to day, like, this is what life is about. So with that, friend, I have a workshop coming up. I would love, 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 love to have you there. It's how to discover your purpose and live it. We are going to talk about these, like, perfectionism, and we're going to talk about connecting with your purpose. Like, what's the purpose of your purpose? And what if you can't make drastic changes? What if you feel your purpose is to do, like, we'll talk about all of these things, but I just don't want to be there by myself. I had a couple people signed up, which I'm super excited about. And be on the lookout. How would having a community of women around you, talking about living our purpose, bringing peace to our daily lives, having, like, somewhere to go and recognize that you are seen for you, how would that be in your life? How would you like something, a space like that? And to learn these, like, all these things that I teach and I share on my podcast, and I get to go deeper and I get to talk more about the hows to do it, the how to's of doing it in Shine. And just as it's like, think about how it would help, how it could really allow you to choose presence over pressure, how you can stop numbing out and step into, like, completely you, how you can have boundaries, and we're going to create core values or identify, like, they're already in you. We just need to pull them out. But if you don't, like, you can Google it. But I'm telling you, all of that information out there, it just gets you more, you know, the information overload. So I want to give you a space of, like, this works, and it works because I've had thousands of hours with clients where we've done the same thing. It's worked because it's how I discovered my core values and how I live them. We'll talk about, like, I mean, the possibilities are endless. I have been dreaming about this for years. I just haven't saw how it can all go together. And God's like, do it anyway. Do it anyway. I called you because there's women who need this. So if you're interested in, if you're getting excited about this, like I am, like, send me a message. Because I'm gonna have a few people who are gonna help me be the first in it, and we're gonna do some cool. I'm not gonna say anything else about that because I wasn't planning to share that just yet. I wasn't planning on sharing any of this, but then God says, do it. So I'm doing it. Well, with this, okay, I'm gonna close. Come to the workshop May 9th. Show notes, link. It's free. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna talk, and we're going to step into who God called us to be and shine. So with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you, and I will see you soon. Bye for now.